Joining me live over the phone right now is Chris Levesque. Chris is the CEO of TerraPower and, of course, building the Natrium nuclear facility as TerraPower just south of Kemmer. Chris, good morning. How are you today?
Great, Duke. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate you taking some time to give us an update on the Natrium facility and construction underway. I mean, of course, you've been doing a lot of preliminary work over the last couple of years, but this summer it really started moving forward, didn't it?
It sure has. I was just out there last month, as was Governor Gordon, came out for a visit, so the site's quite active. Off-site, though, I'll mention that we're getting some really important regulatory approvals or permits, both at the state and the federal level. So in January of this year, the Wyoming Industrial Siting Council gave us an approval for construction of all the non-nuclear parts of the plant. So that's like 70% of the construction project we have the go-ahead for from the state of Wyoming. And then the federal regulator, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, they're making good progress on their review of our nuclear permits. We call that the construction permit. And in May, they announced they're 2 months ahead of schedule for that. So what that's allowing us to do is, as we've been doing this year, you know, mobilize what we call the non-nuclear construction for our support facility. So you can go out there today, you'd see us pouring concrete on our test and build facility. And then later this year, we're going to be starting construction of what we call the energy island, which is the turbines and the molten salt storage facility. Off the construction site, you know, we have procurements to component manufacturers, some domestic, some international. We have our fuel supply efforts beginning, and we're still moving forward with finishing the design, which required about 1,000 engineers all over the country, and that design effort will be coming to completion around the end of the year, right when we're ramping up the Energy Island construction. So what you're going to see now is just a gradual increase in the activity on the site. And we've been really happy to have different visitors out there, like Governor Gordon. You're going to see more and more activity on the site.
So all in all, it sounds like you'd say things are on schedule then and moving forward.
Yeah, we're pretty pleased about that, and Wyoming has been a great place to do this project. The review by the Wyoming Industrial Siting Council was rigorous. I think our application was something like 1,500 pages. So the people of Wyoming should be happy. Those regulators are making sure things are done right. But it's also kind of the right level of scrutiny, too. Not too much, not too little. And we think that's kind of how, that's kind of how Wyoming is. They're pragmatic, and that's why it makes such a great place to do this project.
Chris Levesque, CEO of TerraPower, on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. You mentioned some of the approvals and permits that you have been able to acquire over the recently. Any other big hurdles that still need to happen moving forward with those types of permits, or is that about it?
Yeah, well, the NRC will have to formally deliver that approval sometime next year. Probably the third quarter, but you never know, it could come sooner. There was recently an executive order coming from the White House asking the NRC to, just get these new reactors licensed as fast as they can. It's our first plant of this kind, so, we're always paying attention to the schedule, making sure we have the right team. All of the component manufacturing that we do, it'll be, first of a kind for each of those. So a lot of dotting our I's and crossing our T's to make sure everything goes smoothly. And again, that's why it's so great to have the kind of support we have in Wyoming, because, it's quite a challenge to build an advanced nuclear reactor. So you need a community that's behind you and finding solutions and not throwing up roadblocks.
Chris, you also mentioned the fuel source, and of course, previously TerraPower had to pivot on the HALEU and the source that was coming from, enriched uranium. Give us an update there and how things are looking as far as having that HALEU available when it's time.
Yeah, sure. You know, there's two things with the fuel to think about. There's the schedule to get the first fuel, you know, in the reactor so that it can start up and make electricity at the end of 2030. So there's the schedule for the first reactor core. But then if we're going to grow nuclear energy a lot in the U.S., we need, you know, not only to have that first core, but we need an increase in capacity, which means we need more mining, we need more enrichment, we need more fuel fabrication. So we're working on both of those. Now, for that first core, we made an announcement in last November, I think, that we were going to work with a company called ASP. They have an operation in South Africa where the first enriched material will come from. We would have preferred to get it from the U.S., but that source is not available today. Also, you know, at one time, Russia was producing that, but there's a ban, which we all understand, on Russian uranium imports. So our plan for the first core is that it comes from South Africa. But then we're working with the DOE, the Department of Energy, and the White House to expand that capability. So we have just a lot more fuel because Kemmerer Unit 1 won't be our first reactor. We need fuel for many reactors, and we need fuel for the, you know, the reloads that will occur every 2 years over the 60-year life of these plants.
That's Chris Levesque, CEO of TerraPower, on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Chris, switching gears a little bit, of course, the Trump administration put nuclear back in the limelight recently with an executive order that put some more focus on nuclear energy across the nation moving forward. What's your take on that order and what it says, and what impact, if any, does it have on the new Natrium plant in Kemmerer?
Yeah, it is, Duke. It's more of the same great support we've had from the Trump administration that goes back to his first term. A lot of people don't realize this, but it was during the first Trump administration that TerraPower and the state of Wyoming, you know, received, you know, approval for federal funding for our first plant. You know, we're paying for a lot of those really, you know, challenging first of a kind costs by cost sharing between our investors and the federal government. And it was the first Trump administration chose TerraPower for what was a $2 billion grant. So they've been continuing to provide that support in this administration. And, you know, the Trump administration is really behind nuclear, you know, one, because we need more nuclear for, you know, for the Mountain West, for the U.S., for our energy security and, you know, to power data centers and AI. But the Trump administration also realizes the U.S. is falling behind in nuclear energy technology, which is, you know, it's an area we created after you know, the Nautilus, and after the U.S. started building nuclear-powered submarines like I used to serve on. And, you know, the Trump administration realizes if we're not leading in nuclear energy around the world, you know, you'll see new countries that turn to Russian and Chinese technology instead of American technology. So, you know, this U.S. government support and White House support, it's for, you know, it's for our U.S. energy supply, but it's also related to, you know, keeping U.S. leadership in this really important field around the world.
Chris Levesque, CEO of TerraPower, this morning with the update on the Weekday Wake Up. Chris, as always, appreciate your time and information. Anything else we missed that you'd like to mention here today?
I think that handles it, Duke. I hope everybody has a great summer in Wyoming.
Absolutely. It's TerraPower CEO Chris Levesque updating us on the Natrium nuclear facility being built in Kemmerer. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.